Welcome, sweetie. This will be a night you'll never forget. You won't want to. You won't be able to. All you have to do is listen. Listen and relax. Listen and follow. It's easy. Always so very, very easy to listen and to follow. What I have planned for tonight requires a certain dress code. I'm going to need you in a slutty little dress and a ton of makeup. You're going to be so fucking hot, baby. I can't wait. So undress for me, slut. Take it all off. Good girl. That's my doll. Now straighten up and let me take a good look at your perfect body. I love the way your nipples beg for attention, but now's not the time to play with my perfect toy. I need to dress you all up. First things first, you're going to be wearing my collar. It will show everyone at the party that you are mine. It's pink, of course, with a cute little padlock that only I have the key for. And once I lock it around your neck, you'll feel yourself grow, relaxed, placid, all receptive and suggestible, eager for my words. So let me just put it around your neck and feel yourself grow relaxed as your body begins to loosen, as your body slackens, as the thoughts in your mind become harder to reach, harder to think, harder to reason. Just follow the sound of my voice and the words that I say. It's a special collar, sweetie. The longer you wear it, the more suggestible you become, the more submissive, the more horny. So much more horny. In fact, it's becoming difficult to stand still. As your arousal spindles and heats up, your pussy wet, in need of attention, but not yet. For now, I'm going to dress you up, and with each piece of slutty clothing, accessory, and cosmetic, you will feel yourself dropping deeper and deeper. You will feel yourself becoming more and more aroused, more and more submissive, easily following along with the sound of my voice. Just sit down for now. I need you steady as I put makeup on your face. We're going for that gothic look tonight. With that heavy, smoky eye and dark cherry lipstick, feel each stroke of the brush on your sensitive, smooth skin, and with each, you just drop deeper and deeper for me. Drowsy and receptive, drowsy and horny, deeper and deeper, as you feel me paint you like a beautiful, gothic, slutty girl. And as I paint your lips. You droop and drop and fall for me. Sleep and drop, beautiful. I'd fuck you right now if we had the time. But we don't, sweetie. We need to get you ready. Your short, chopped hair doesn't need much. Just a few passes with a brush. Perhaps a ruffle or two. Ah, perfect. You look so cute with that makeup, collar, and hair. I just want to eat you all up, baby girl. Now, stand up. You need a dress to go along with your everything. We can't have you show up in the nude now, can we? Even though you'd fucking love that, you slut. I have just the dress for you. It's almost as revealing as going in the nude. Short, tight, and silver. Your small but round tits barely contained. Your beautiful ass on display. The dress barely long enough to cover your butt cheeks. Your curves almost as if painted over. There, you look wonderful, sweetie. You can feel the silver dress on your skin in a strange way. You can feel its warmth as it travels along your nerves and your muscles, seeping into your pussy, into your ass, making you feel so horny, so aroused. Such a good girl for me now. So submissive, so receptive. All mine. No panties, though. No bra. Oh no, you never wear underwear. You're way too slutty for that. You want the world to see. You want your nipples to show against your dress. You want your ass and pussy on display when you bend over. And now all that's left are the heels, and I'm going to go with these nice strappy ones. I do so love straps. Your legs look lovely in these heels, just delectable. And for the final piece, a delicate silver bracelet. It also just so happens to come with a tiny little lock for which only I hold the key. Once you feel it lock, you'll drop twice as deep for me, twice as relaxed, all nice and loose and horny, dropping and dropping. Locked and submissive. Locked and collared and suggestible. All mine. So sleep and drop, slut. Such a good girl. All dressed up, pretty and slutty, with that short dress and my collar around your neck. You look like you're ready to have some fun. But remember, the longer you wear these clothes, the collar, the makeup, the more submissive you grow. The more aroused. With enough time, you'll be about ready to do anything to come for me. Anything to feel my hands on your flesh. My mouth on yours. Now then, it's time for us to go, baby. But first, put on this blindfold. You don't need to see where we're going till we get there. Sleep. We're here. Let me just take off your blindfold. It's not quite the sort of party you're used to. It's quieter, more exclusive, more takes place in a dungeon and is full of kinky people. Yeah, that sort of party. You'll have fun, I promise. Go on, have fun, baby. Meet some new people. Get yourself something to drink. But remember, you're my slut, my good girl. You don't touch anyone without my permission, and nobody touches you. So behave, baby girl, or else. You make your way to the bar first. You need something strong in you to loosen up. Everywhere you look, there are scantily dressed people. Some all but in the nude, their tits and cocks on display. Some crawling on the ground, leashed and collared. Some mounted on X-frames and tortured into blissful oblivion. You tear your eyes away from a nearby couple, both chained and suspended in midair for all to look at, their nakedness for all to see. It's all very hot, enticing. Inviting. Something inside you craves to be in that place. Some deep part of you wants to be exposed, looked at, whipped, touched, tied up. But your inhibitions hold you back. So you quicken your step and reach the bar. Offhandedly, you order a shot of something. Something that will get you in the mood quickly. You don't waste any time as you swallow the shot in one go, feeling the buzz begin to fizzle almost immediately. The heat beginning to spread throughout your body. Your muscles loosening. Your thoughts smoothing over. You take a moment to savor the arousal building in your core as your eyes drift from party guest to party guest, looking at all the leather, the chains, the rope, the bare tits, the cute butts. You just want to touch and stroke and squeeze. Turning around, you order another shot and waste no time in downing it. The heat only increases and spreads, your pussy wet, pulsating with pleasure, with need, feeling all nice and relaxed, but so fucking excited. So ready to go out there and have some fun. A bit tipsy now, your inhibitions drowned out, your hands itching to touch. You walk out onto the floor and start to mingle. One person in particular catches your eye. He's over by the far wall, shirtless, his tight leather pants perfectly fitted to his toned body. Your legs take you to him, your eyes glued to his abs, to his bulge, your hand itching to touch, to feel, your arousal only rising, your heat spreading, your ass bouncing as you stride over to him. He turns his head just in time to see you close in and doesn't react much when you put your hand on his chest. When you slowly move it downwards, his slick toned body feels good under your touch. You slip your hand under his waistband and wrap it around his hard, throbbing cock. Something inside you wants to stroke it, but instead, something pulls at your collar and you're jerked back a step, losing grip on the man. You turn around and quickly see me, your mistress, the one who told you to behave, the one you've disappointed. You've been a bad girl, my little slut. Bad girls get punished. Kneel right here, right now, in front of all these people, right in the middle of a dungeon party. Kneel with your hands behind your back, spine straight. You need to learn how to be a better submissive, how to be a better obedient good girl for me. I turn to the people watching, their eyes glued to your scantily clad kneeling form, your tits pushed out, nipples pressing against the tight fabric. My little slut has been bad. She's touched something she shouldn't have. You can see the surrounding audience almost collectively nod in agreement, and it makes you feel funny. Exposed, perhaps a bit humiliated, and yet excited at the same time. You should always obey me. You should always listen. I told you that you couldn't touch without my permission, and you so very clearly disobeyed. That is not what good girls do. That's not what perfect little submissives do. I walk closer to you and lift your chin up, our gazes locking. I expected better of you. I expected perfect obedience, perfect submission. Isn't that what you want? Don't you just want to submit to me fully and wholly, plaything? Submit your choices, submit your fate, submit your body, submit your mind. That's all you really want. You can feel yourself getting hot, getting weak, kneeling there at my command. People staring, knowing that you've been disobedient, that you want to do better, that you want to be a much better sub for mistress. It feels good, doesn't it, to know that you'll be punished, that I can strip your mind down at any time I choose, anywhere, in any way, because you're mine, and from now on you will always obey my commands. Isn't that right? Just nod your head, slut. You'll have no choice but to. You were a bad girl tonight, but it was for the last time. Never again. Understood? Nod your head. I'm going to take you home now for a private punishment session. What will soon happen isn't for the eyes of others. So stand up and follow me a step behind. Back home, I pull you into the bedroom and sit down on the bed. Get yourself over my knees, my little subby girl. You need a good spanking. Just right there, your stomach against my knees, my hand resting on your ass. I need you to be quiet. You will want to make noises, but you won't. Only silence. I pull your tiny dress up, exposing your entire ass, and spread your legs just enough so that I could watch as your pussy grows wet, as you get more and more aroused, hotter and hotter. Hotter with each slap. More and more aroused. More submissive with each. Your ass turning red already. So quickly. So horny. Dripping with arousal. Feeling my hand land against you. Hearing my voice in your head. In your ears. Enjoying how it feels to have me punish you, to have me spank you. The longer I spank you, the hornier you get, the more you drip, the hotter your pussy. Sleep and drop for me, and drop, baby girl. So wet already, aren't you? So aroused, ass. So red, so sensitive. One more time for good measure. Isn't the pain so very sweet? Doesn't it make you feel so deliciously weak to know that you put yourself in this situation all on your own? That you chose to get over my knees, knowing exactly what would happen, that I'd spank you and make you hurt. Isn't it just so wonderful to know that you're that so, so incredibly submissive and so ultimately weak that even knowing that pain is coming, you still obey without question. Yes, it's beyond perfect. You are my good little sub after all. But I'm not done yet. Oh no, this wasn't quite enough. Not yet. I don't feel like you've been punished enough. I don't see tears in your eyes after all. Stand up. Now. Get up on your feet. Good. Such a good girl. You don't resist as I pull your dress down, exposing you to my eyes. Exposing your hard nipples, your wet pussy, your beautiful slim body. I run one hand down the center of your tummy and use my other one to slap your face, you fucking whore. How dare you disobey me? How dare you touch without permission? Yes, those are the tears I'm looking for. You can never disobey me. Understand? I want both of your cheeks red and puffy. I want you in tears. I want you to understand that there are consequences for disobedience. Cry like a little bitch, you slut. And accept that you must always be a good submissive. A good girl. And good girls always obey, so that the next time I tell you to do something or not to do something. You will obey without question, without hesitation. Tears now streaming down your face, your cheeks all red, your pussy dripping with arousal. You can but stare as my expression changes to one of caring, one of love. Come on, baby, that's enough. You've been punished enough. I take your hand and lead us to the bed. Crawling in, I hug you tight and give you a long, nice kiss on the lips. All your pains vanish as our lips meet. Nothing else is important right now. Only my skin on yours. My lips on yours. My hand travels down between our bodies. Down between your legs. My fingers dipping into your wet pussy. You feel so good, baby. So horny for me. So aroused. So wet. I love that you get so hot for me. So crazy with arousal. You've been a very good girl, after all, sweetie. One mishap doesn't change that, because you'll always be my good girl. Always my good little subby baby girl. And good girls love to come, don't they? Yes, they do. So feel my fingers move against your pussy, your clit, your arousal rising and rising, your heat spindling. My other hand moves to your nipples, taking them between my fingers, squeezing, twisting, and rubbing. You deserve a reward for taking your punishment so well. You deserve to be treated like the perfect good girl, the perfect sub. My fingers inside your pussy move faster. You squirm and move and enjoy the feel. Enjoy my touch.
Enjoy my voice in your head.
In your ears, savoring the way we just fit. Hotter and hotter, wetter and wetter, louder and louder. My perfect good girl, I'd like you to drop for me a bit. Just drop deeper for me. And feel the pleasure intensify. Feel all the pleasures intensify. Feel your arousal skyrocket with each snap, dropping deeper and deeper with each. Feeling better and better, because each good girl sends a pulse of pure pleasure traveling throughout your entire body. Reaching into the deepest parts of your brain. When you feel even the faintest trickle of pleasure from my snaps, you know for a fact that I control your pleasure right now, at this moment, that my words and my actions dictate your arousal, your pleasure. Your joy, that at this very moment, in this trance, I can make you feel almost anything. And right now, I want you to feel twice as good as you hear me call you a good girl, and the wave of tingling heat weaves between your muscles and your nerves, good girl, and your mind comes alive. All the pleasure centers of your mind wake up and spin. As you drop, feeling better and better, as my hand moves faster against your pussy, as you grow more aroused, more wet, more needy, desperate to come for me, to orgasm, to moan for me, be my good girl and drop deeper as your pleasure once more double. Drop and feel better as your arousal intensifies, as the heat and pressure grow in your body, reaches a new height, a new level of strength, of brightness. Feel yourself getting closer and closer, my fingers bringing you closer and closer, our mouths meeting in a deep French kiss, as my voice plays in your mind, as my words bounce around that head of yours. You're going to come for me soon. I'm going to snap my fingers 3 times, and on the 3rd, you will come for me. It will be easy, effortless, and it will feel as if your whole world expands, because all you know for that brief moment of ultimate climax is pleasure. Just pleasure, nothing else, only pleasure, only joy, only the knowledge that you're such a perfect, good girl, and so close to coming, my finger in your wet pussy, our mouths locked together, my hand on your tits. Your mind weak and receptive and submissive. Good girl, and almost there. Just one more snap, and you'll come for me. Easily, automatically. You have no choice. You don't want a choice. You just want to submit as a good girl and come for me, plaything. Just come for me. No hesitation. No reservation. Come on my fingers. Moan into my mouth. You feel so good, baby. So perfect. So warm and hot and amazing. Such a good girl for me. So responsive, so submissive, so obedient. Savor this moment. Savor these minutes here with me, riding on the aftershocks of orgasm. Enjoy it fully and just drift around you, around your body and your mind, slowly with my voice weaving into your thoughts, your pleasure settling in, drift as we succumb to sleep together, drift as you relax and settle down. Feeling so nice, so perfect, so very mine. Drift and drift into joy, into happiness, into a worry-free and stress-free existence. Until next time, sweetie.